Peace. In an effort to address perennial conflicts that dogs northern Kenya counties, a forum bringing together various stakeholders has been constituted to identify and address triggers of clashes. Speaking at a Nanyuki hotel during a 3 days workshop on peace building and cohesion, the participants identified cattle rustling, boundary disputes, clan tensions, political interferences and effects of climate change. We are in a position to discuss the key drivers of conflict within the three counties and develop strategies, address the gaps. Conflict in the pastoralists' areas are historical and key drivers are cattle rustling, tribal hostility as a result of resource sharing which has been exacerbated by climatic conditions, revealed drive. Aramara Gorwab is Isiolo County CEC in charge of administration, adding that they had developed measures and strategies to counter the hostilities in their region at grassroots level. The forum organized by Frontier Counties Development Council, FCDC, brought together religious leaders, national government officials, NGAO, civil society organizations, CSOs, representatives and National Cohesion and Integration Commission, NCIC, from the counties of Isiolo, Samburu, Marsabit and Laikipia. A section of participants during a 3 days workshop on peace building and cohesion at a Nanyuki hotel. Photos by Maturi Mwangi, KNA. Isiolo Interfaith Secretary Stephen Kalunyu noted that addressing peace in any of the four counties would have ripple benefits in other areas since they were facing common challenges. Our situation and challenges in the counties of Isiolo, Marsabit and Samburu are similar. When problems of one county are solved, you will have solved a big percentage of the others since we are interconnected, said Bishop Kalunyu. According to FCDC Program Manager Sayana Lembara, emphasized that with the partnership from the stakeholders would boost their effort in attaining peace and at the same ensure pastoralists thrive since they lagged behind as a result of historical conflicts. We aim to support communities, manage their resources and live peacefully for them to thrive in their pastoralism venture which is their economic backbone. Through collaboration, we will be able to sensitize them to coexist peacefully, pointed Lembara. Samburu County Investment and Partnership Coordinator Lydia Letanina pointed out that conflicts were aggravated during drought seasons where pastoralist communities competed for pasture and water. She added that the same challenges were replicated when it rained since herders involved in cattle rustling for restocking resulting in clashes the northern region, a situation that would be a thing of the past after they implement innovative strategies to address the menace. Ms. Letanina highlighted that managing grazing patterns, establishing cross-border peace committees, supporting livelihood diversification by encouraging alternative economic activities and value addition of agro-pastoralism and building community resilience to climate change by enhancing community-driven projects would promote peace in arid and semi-arid lands, ASALs. After the intense workshop, stakeholders further resolved to sensitize the local communities, youth and the elderly through dialogue since they are critical in the peacekeeping mission. Based on a report released on February 2024 by United States Agency for International Development, USAID, dubbed Northern Kenya Violence and Conflict Assessment, it indicated that intra-communal clashes, resource-driven disputes, banditry and livestock raids had increased by 292% since 2019. National Police Service crime statistics between January and December 2021 indicated that 73% cattle rustling cases occurred in the northern region.